heuristic navigation in a dark and uncertain world, peeding off in the dark. Bioenergetics is the study of biological aristocracy, that which is always refining higher and higher into a fever pitch of energy and vitality. To paraphrase Jonathan Bowden, discrimination is the taxonomy of an aristocratic sensibility. One reaches for a glass of orange juice, one discriminates. One chooses which Idea Labs trademarked chemical to apply to your testicles, one discriminates. One prepares a Ray Pete carrot salad to slaughter endotoxin in their gut. One discriminates between the salad and the serotonin, which is itself indifferent because it sees something beyond even itself. Peeding is bioenergetics praxis, methodology and heuristics for navigating a dark and uncertain world, stopping the bleed, taking new ground, and solidifying control. One of Pete's many gifts to us, the Ray Pete carrot salad, with ingredients that can be acquired at the most zogged supermarket. Yet in this tasty salad, we have the power to bootstrap an Ubermensch from Black Start. Elimination of gut serotonin, endotoxin, and estrogen, taking the brakes off sugar metabolism, allowing for bulk energy consumption, increasing the organism's total energy and driving differentiation and complexification. When one is operating in a bioenergetic framework, mere growth is not our only goal, or even a primary goal, but is backseat to complexification and refinement, aristocracy driven down to the level of the cell. Compare the walking tumor that is the modern bodybuilder versus a hoplite of old or a bricklayer's forearm. The difference in complexity and vitality between their muscle cells. The bodybuilder with his little sacks of water wrapped in a phospholipid bilayer versus the bioenergeticist's ball of meat and machinery driving energy and complexity further down in scale. Peeding is our guidestone for that vitalistic complexification. A simple set of heuristics that can be used as the foundation and fuel for the bioenergetic Ubermensch. Avoid unsaturated fats due to their disordering effect. Consume saturated fats due to their ordering effect. Consume tasty things like coffee and OJ. The Peter's body knows fuel that will allow for an increase in complexity. When you have a desire or strange compulsion for a food or supplement, follow that signal till its end. Your basal desires, the highest alpha signal you will find. Familiarize yourself with a broad spectrum of substances and foods so that when your body is in need, it has the craving to call upon. Explore novel dosing pathways for substances that seem rote and banal. Testosterone applied to the testicles has 8 times higher absorption than normal skin. This applies to all chemicals in my experience. Directly treat your organism like a combustion engine, something to be tinkered with and adjusted, not idly splashed with gasoline. Always be searching for new and novel ways to affect your metabolism and drive it further and higher. Use this increased energy to drive further energy and growth. Add Inventium, a self-perpetuating thermonuclear explosion. These heuristics I speak of can be taken farther into your life than just what you eat. A general impetus to increase your lifestyle energy levels, a meta-metabolism, if you will. Hire a cleaning lady, keep a well-ordered in the sense of a workbench that is just the right amount of chaos life. Remove for those from your life who are estrogenic balls of excitement driving chaos with no growth. Do not perform shudder work. Preserve your pure Aryan vitality for the moment where you strike for final victory, a ring of steel on steel that reverberates forwards and backwards across time. To give a certain Petlerian practice for these ideas, develop an eye for events and moments where the energy in your life builds to a fever pitch, the ringing in your ears louder than can be caused by any endotoxin, the spinning of a coin in the air almost audible, dancing between heads and tails, but waiting for your defining input. When these events come, be ready with your battle stack, a particular initiatic potion you have crafted to your metabolism and skills, guiding you into the exact flow state necessary for maximum impact on the situation. My stack personally consists of progesterone, thiamine, niacinamide, T3 and T4, all dosed ocularly, along with caffeine, niacinamide, thiamine, a half gallon of Häagen-Dazs, 30 grams of collagen peptides, and certain dopaminergic compounds, all dosed with the more typical methods. This stack has proven effective at shifting the balance in tough situations, allowing for repeated bouts of successful hyper-gambling. We must always hold in our hearts that urge to reach beyond, to become something greater, to be that the Poofaloid would call an extremist. One's experiments in bioenergetics are a means to drive to greater heights, to drive forth the worm from your flesh and replace them with red hot steel. I leave with you a question. Have you tried the carrot salad?